the Sistina I'm going to read, Self-Portrait of the Poet as a Sistina, came from a need to do a writing activity with my students. So I was teaching the Sistina. I hadn't written one in a while, so I just gave myself the most random list of end words possible. So Mars, Bougainvillea, Mockingbird, Charm, Words, Mirror, and I had absolutely no hope of this succeeding when I started. We'll see. Self-Portrait of the Poet as a Sistina. Sometimes I think I was dropped here from Mars to say something stupid like, my love is a bright bougainvillea, or, hey everybody, get a load of that mockingbird. Let's face it, poets are freaks, aliens, their only charm the way they call attention to themselves with words. So I try not to talk about myself. Adjust the mirror so it reflects something else, for instance, another mirror. Voila! The room recedes, telescopes each object off to Mars, and I'm out of sight somewhere, just playing with words. Everything's fine until someone peers in through the bougainvillea by the window, and being caught in the act breaks the charm of my invisibility. Some days, I'd rather be a mockingbird than a poet, and not just because To Kill a Mockingbird was my favorite childhood book, but so my song would mirror rather than create, i.e. be unique. I mean, where's the charm in always saying, here I am? Better to be the Prince of Mars than what I am, a poet who just might write an ode on the bougainvillea and win a prize or two for my felicitous facility with words I shopped around for in a cheap thesaurus. Not one word belongs to me or you, no more than the mockingbird is what it mimics. For instance, if I say bougainvillea, oh, who cares? Have you noticed how often the word mirror turns up in Sistinas? This obvious choice almost never mars the form, but echoes the peculiar narcissistic charm of a self-determining form that slyly conjures and charms you in its image. My God, is that all I am? Another word caught in six wheels turning? Am I the Hamlet of Mars, or a ditty incessantly trilled by a mockingbird in a dictionary? There goes my face, sneaking behind the mirror's frame, playing hide-and-seek, and that creeps into bougainvillea again. Or is that me? Hey, get your own bougainvillea. I'm starting to feel like that guy in that piece by Carmes who had no eyes, no mouth, no spine, no insides. You bet no mirror ever made him whole again. All right, Sistina, just say the word and I'll do what you want. Be the best little mockingbird that ever carried your tune, the national anthem of Mars. The bougainvillea's bracts look like lanterns, drawing so many words to work their impersonal charms. No sound from the mockingbird, all so still in the mirror, lifeless as the oceans of Mars.